It's the Big Show. Oh. It's the Big Bad Show tonight. Oh, Big Show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. Also brought to us by Starwood Motors. We have seven candidates this week. We're going to run through each one of them, and then at the end of the segment, we're going to vote on which we think is the very biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one, Wednesday night, tomorrow night at the Granada Theater, our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Dave Mason.
Former Stars great?
No. Different Dave Mason.
He goes Manson, too.
Oh.
We just disagree.
Yeah, this was his biggest solo hit. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a founding member of Traffic.
Ah, okay.
He has also been credited on albums from Michael Jackson to Jimi Hendrix to the Rolling Stones to Eric Clapton to George Harrison, Fleetwood Mac. Have you changed your style? I always like this song.
Yeah, I did too.
How old was he when he passed away?
He's performing tomorrow night.
Oh.
He is 66 currently.
That's young. Sounded younger every day.
Go.
So let's leave it alone. Cause we can't see eye to eye.
He's in the Hall of Fame, huh?
He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
When does it kick in, buddy?
Here it is.
What?
Got to get to a verse within 20 seconds or the song doesn't hold court out.
There he is.
No.
Go on. Go on, Gum-Gum. Gum-Gum-Gum-Gum.
Danny, be quiet.
Not Danny.
What's his name, though?
Not Danny?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie,
the over-defeater.
Candidate number one. Candidate number two. Thursday night at the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton, Cody, Canada, and the Departed.
Greatness. It's got Seth James and his band now. Their album's really good that they put out.
The show will be packed. Didn't we have a guy's night out at the Rockin' Rodeo?
Yes, we did. Ranger watching party there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, help me here. Cody Canada from Cross Canadian Ragweed.
They're broken up, right?
Yes. This is his new project.
But they were really big.
Yeah.
Like, they won those Nashville Music Awards and all of that.
Yeah, they did great.
So, why is he playing the same place that hosted a guy's night out?
Oh, they get the big country acts to go through there.
Because we don't too often have them on the list, the Rockin' Rodeo. And
yeah, they do well with acts like this. You bet.
What does that place hold?
Right at 1,000, probably. 800 to 1,000, probably, something like that.
He's from Pampa, Texas.
Yeah. Home of the Harvesters.
Yeah.
And he was Canadian.
Yeah, Bob.
He lives in Oklahoma now. I think he grew up in Oklahoma.
Close enough.
That's a good Thursday night, huh?
Thursday night.
So this is country music.
Country rock. You have to put a label on it. Just music.
Yeah, Gordon.
You guys, all your labels. You got to label this and label that. Either enjoy it or don't.
Ooh, that sounds like submerged Danny. Whitney Houston thing.
He performed at Coach Joe's funeral and did a great job.
Danny?
No, Cody Canada. Oh.
Underwater Danny?
Underwater Danny.
Underwater Danny.
It's not Danny.
Or underwater Drowning Kenny Albert.
Danny.
Underwater Kenny Albert.
All right, that's Thursday. Cody Canada with Underwater Kenny Albert at Rock and Rodeo. Also Thursday, candidate number three. At the Granada Theater, our fine sponsors, Old 97s.
Ah, tickets on. Talk about great front men. That Rhett Miller's a great front man.
Yep. Yes, he is,
like,
George.
He looks like Mick Jagger playing a guitar. Very spastic.
He's awesome. Greatness. All these guys in this band are great.
Ken.
What's that?
Go ahead, do your Ken impersonation, Gordo.
A Ken impersonation?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Ken impersonation. Talking about Ken Bethea?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That was it.
What? That was it right there.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, candidate number four. Doing a show Friday and Saturday night at the Improv in Addison. Another old friend of this show, Frank Caliendo.
Your head coach, Jason Garrett, has made some interesting decisions. Do you think he will be your head coach next season?
Well, Susie.
Lindsay.
That's what I said. I've said it before, and I will say it again. Jason Garrett is our head coach today. And if you ask me tomorrow, I will tell you the same thing. Jason Garrett was our head coach today.
Do you envision a time when Jason Garrett will have full control of this team?
Yes, because Jason Garrett is not a puppet. This is a puppet. I would never have told him to do that.
What are your biggest regrets from this season?
Well, I don't believe in having regrets. I believe in looking toward the future. And one second. If that tastes good, get me another one. And then bring that back. And then we'll go from there. Not a very good job. I have to do everything myself around here.
Okay, now
that
I've
was
never
George
heard
Bush as the owner of the Cowboys.
You are a jerk.
Jeez,
that's what I thought.
I thought it was George Bush.
You are a grade A D, is what you
are.
A
friend of the show.
I've never heard his fake Jerry. Now I have to say,
I still haven't.
Now you're sorry.
Who's
a friend of the show? I have to say, there were some moments in there where he had something.
Yeah, it was like the newer version that Gordo has of him.
But my new fake Jerry that everyone rejects.
But the overall voice, maybe we're just so used to Gordo's fake Jerry that the overall voice doesn't cut it. But there were some moments in there where he had the cadence and
the yes.
Yeah,
that sounded like Jerry.
Right. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Support Frank. His show is really funny. He can do 80 voices.
That's Friday and Saturday at the Improv in Addison. All right, candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday at the Greenville Auditorium in Greenville, Texas, George Jones.
Man, it's still going.
Man, why don't we still have the other version of this?
The Psycho Dave version.
It was so funny every time we tried to roll that out as George Jones.
He goes at double time.
He is 81.
Golly.
Here they can still get her done, though.
He says at the end of this year's tour, he's going to retire to spend more time with the family.
Oh, okay.
How much more time does he have?
So this is it. This tour is titled the Grand Tour, his final tour. 60 dates, and this is one of them.
Greatness. Greenville, eh?
Greenville.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just hang around?
Good Lord.
Bottled out. I'll never let you down. I'll never, ever, never, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one more man.
Gosh.
Good fiddle part.
Known as the Possum and also No Show Jones, so I guess there's a 50-50 chance he'll do this show.
They don't make music like that anymore.
Thank God. Gold.
Not sure.
Candidate 6, Friday night as well at the American Airlines Center, hard by the ticket.
What does that mean?
That's so hard, Robert, double A, say. Pink.
Uh-oh, here we go, George.
She almost looks like a trapeze show along with her presentation now.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've seen that.
That's pretty impressive.
On TV. It's pretty damn cool.
She can sing while hanging in the air.
I question if she's singing or lip syncing up there, but still, you go to a concert and you get a trapeze act as part of it. It's pretty cool.
What is this? I may go.
Friday night. Double AC. Should go as the only member of the club who thinks that she's the hottest woman in show business.
Didn't say that.
Said she was the sexiest woman, a candidate.
Next to Hillary Clinton.
I was so right about that, whatever that was, 8 years ago or so. And since then, she got a little rough around the edges.
A little?
I don't make that claim anymore.
She's always rough around the edges.
Yeah.
Looks like she smells like B.O. and gas station potty.
And...
I don't care if Mark McLemore
likes it. Shouldn't broadcast like that. Yeah, I think I'm going.
Hey, Rich, one of her most popular songs was Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, it was a remake of LaBelle song.
Rich loves that. Just last week.
Yeah, but... Lady Marmalade. And I pronounced it correctly, despite what you jackasses think.
I don't think so.
Well, I did.
Well, is that what you have on your toast? Marmalade?
That's right. Little orange marmalade.
Oh, Rich is so proper.
That's the way he pronounced that song.
Like, everything's an anthem now, isn't it?
Yeah.
This could be a Kelly Clarkson song.
What was that first hit she had? That's the song that I really liked.
Get the party started.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I like this song.
You know who produced this album?
Hot Dog Harry?
No, horrible guess. It was that Four Non Blondes chick who sang, and so I wake up in the morning and I get real high.
Totally going.
Boy, you know George rocks out to this.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing his fishnet top and his hot pants, dancing around his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging your hips till you knock everything off the china cabinet.
Is she married to a motocross guy or something?
Used to be. Was.
They on broke and up. Off. Didn't they reconcile? They didn't reconcile?
They were out last I heard.
Terry Hart
sang
Sunglasses at Night.
Oh, wait. In 2010, she confirmed they were back together.
Back together? All right.
Told you.
And did you know she had a daughter?
Yeah.
Did you see the odd note, Rich, on her Wikipedia page? Under personal life, it says Pink is a supporter of breastfeeding.
I did see that.
Good.
Odd.
Classy.
If you were a baby, would you trust her milk?
No way.
Yep. Already curdled?
Yeah, you don't know what's in there. I mean, that stuff's coming out as industrial waste.
Hmm. In Canada at 7 this week.
It's true, though.
Biggest show coming to town. Saturday night at Club Dada in Dallas, Electric Six.
Yes! No, Soroy. Danger!
Danger. What the hell's going on here?
Man, this is right up Soroy's alley.
This is his favorite band ever. Would you like to tell us about them?
I can't even see my second favorite band in the rearview mirror.
Really?
Man.
I actually have a problem with this band.
Did you love them so much?
It's almost all I listen to. I almost don't even listen.
How many albums they have?
Well, about 9, I believe, and then they have some solo stuff that they all do. Been around since about 2000, 2002.
You going?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to Austin Sunday night, too.
Wow, really?
Lord.
Here, see if you know this one. Gay Bar.
What?
I've heard that first song. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to
a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What's that, Mike? It's not a war. I need on a pair of khakis. What's that now?
I want a new pair of khakis. You want something that's tacky? No, khakis, a pair of pants. I was about to say all the clothing that we sell is tacky. Well, I don't know about khakis. don't know, maybe, you know, are you buying them for your grandson? I know that you're dying your beard. What? I know that you're dying your beard. Are you buying clothes for your grandson? I don't have a grandson.
I am fascinated by the names of the band members.
Who are they? See if I can do it.
Turn this down.
Let's have Mike name them.
Dick Valentine.
Yep.
Made up.
Percussion World. Dave.
Yeah. No. Did you guys get that? Percussion World.
That's the guy's name.
Is a guy's name.
The store they shop at.
Smorgasbord is a guy's name.
Dave replaced the Colonel. The Colonel's not there anymore.
Yeah. Past members include Rock and Roll Indian. Disco.
I'm insane now.
M. Just the letter M.
Yeah.
Dr. Diet Mountain Dew. And the Colonel.
Soroy is weird. There's no doubt about it.
So it's a joke band, right?
No, you know what? I got turned on to them from like Gay Bar.
I can't hear you. Hold on.
I got turned on them by like that song Gay Bar and High Voltage, which are kind of joke band songs, whatever. And then next thing I knew.
Turn up his mic a little bit, Jerry. We can hardly hear him.
Yeah. Like the joke song's the first thing I liked. And the next thing I knew, I'm like, dude, hold on. I really like this. I really do believe they created an entire new genre of music, which is weird. But I say it's Tenacious D times 9/11. That's how I describe it.
Whoa.
It's interesting.
Wow. It's rooted in funny, but it's really awesome. You should go Saturday. Why don't we all go, Musers?
All right, let's
Saturday.
Think about that while we vote.
Let's definitely.
Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number one, Wednesday night at the Granada, Dave Mason. Candidate two, Thursday at the Rockin' Rodeo, Cody Canada and the Departed. Thursday, candidate three at the Granada, Old 97s. Candidate four, Friday and Saturday at the Improv in Addison, Frank Caliendo. Candidate five, Friday at the Greenville Auditorium, George Jones. Candidate six, Friday at the American Airlines Center, Pink. Or candidate seven, Saturday at Dada Electric Six, George.
I support your boys Electric Six, but I'm going to vote for Pink.
All right. Gordo?
Without a doubt, it's the Old 97s.
Okay. Rich?
Plenty of doubt. It's Pink.
Whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of doubt.
Jer?
I'm a big fan of the Pink.
Okay. Here. Saroy.
I love that Frank Caliendo. I don't know. I'm going to go with E6 Club Dada Landslide.
E6.
Epic.
Like I'm scoring a baseball game.
I have a trip planned to Vancouver. And
nobody asked about
to
it.
To watch them.
Oh, my God.
You are
I'm going to Vancouver and Whistler in March to watch them. And snowboard.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, support the Old 97s, and I guess support Saroy's habit and go see E6, but I'm going to vote for Pink. So four votes to 1-1.
Yay!
Pink, Friday night, American Airlines Center, biggest show. All right,